to make sure we give you the correct.
Yep.
Okay, on that particular one, is that something that you can do? Can Dan do it today?
Could do it right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so Dan, I know you're listening.
All right.
And we're talking about 410 Poolside Pass?
Correct.
Okay, okay, and you say you have two floors.
Correct.
All right.
Okay,
and
just
is that,
two floors.
Is that the only valuation issue, or is there something else?
There's something else. Mine was risen higher than my neighbor's, percentage-wise.
Can I ask, does that have a loft?
No.
Okay. That's what I was going to say. I think that third level is, we assume there was a loft up there.
Yep, there's no egress if there was.
Okay.
All right, so if we can recalculate that number, then he can get you a number, and you can tell us if that's
sure.
Okay, reasonable on that one. Okay, and then on the next poolside pass?
Yep, and then both the poolside passes also, my values increased higher than my neighbor's percentage-wise.
Okay, if we could just indicate, when you say neighbor, are you talking about, I mean, do we know?
Same row, pick a house.
Okay, would you be able to check into that, Dan, as well, to figure out what it is
what's
or why
the,
that?
What's the address?
It's 410 and 420 Poolside Pass. The question is, why did she go up a greater percentage than her neighbors? I don't know.
What's the neighbor's address?
Just pick any of ones, but like the one across the street, I think it's number 25 on lot 23 and 24.
Okay. We'll try to get to the bottom of that one. There's only one left. We'll just set those aside for the moment.
If you want to table it and have her go with him, and he can go over the sketches with her and see what's wrong on hers.
Okay. Before we probably will do that, if that's okay with you.
That's fine. This other one might be
right. And then on VHB, what's that valuation issue?
I was increased by over 4%, and my neighbors were increased around 1.1%.
Okay. Is that something you can go over with her as well?
Yeah,
okay. How about we do that? I think that would give you a lot of understanding of what they're doing. So, I mean, if that's okay with you,
yeah.
I'll let him. I don't know that we need to table it. I'm just going to come back with it, and then hopefully we can get them resolved today. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah,
I'll see you in a moment.
26 has new construction, so it sticks.
Okay.
And then they can change to the other. And again, that's the reason why I've made everything transparent so people can look at their own sketches.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't, you know, 50,000 parcels, we don't know
sure
if there's been a mistake made. So this is excellent.
All right. Mr. Combs. Is Mr. Combs here? Okay. The next in person we've got is Fox Hollow Ridges or Fox Hollow Lodges LLC.
Those are Valerie Bud.
Oh, those are Valerie. Okay. Maybe it'd be easier just to ask. What are you guys here for?
I'm just here with my daughter today.
Oh, okay. She's the one. Okay, gotcha. And then you, sir?
That's my wife.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, okay. With that, then we've got those taken care of. And then the Combs don't have something till 10. Okay. Still got 30 minutes till we got
30 minutes, yeah.
All right. Well, the only other thing we could do would be to potentially try to take up some of these ones from this afternoon for teleconference. Looks like maybe first one would be BOE 111.
Yes. What page is that on?
It's on page 10.
Page 10 at the bottom. And looks like the this is starting to look familiar when we have multiple repeated letters that there's more than one LLC.
That's who we dealt with yesterday.
Yes.
Dan. No.
Oh, okay.
He had DJ properties.
Well, but I think.
No, it's different.
I think that's different.
They've got four properties.
Okay, it might be the circumstance where another notice went out on the one that they got changed already, and they
have the same address.
Check the other ones to see if they are commercial.
Yeah. One's residential.
Where they said that somebody else in the family owned the property.
Correct.
So that's this one.
Okay. Condo.
This one?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They said somebody else owned in the family. Okay.
Yeah, they have them all in different names.
Yeah. else in the household owns this property.
I'd be interested to see the deeds, but the deeds may be to the LLC.
They have two that are zoned residential.
This is one that's commercial. Are we looking at the DJJJ?
Wait a minute. Hold on.
111?
Yes, yeah, 111DJJJJ.
Okay, so he told us it was two different owners. I'm going to agree with you, Blair. Sorry, I have an allergy.
This is Mr. Bender? Or no, that's just...
They're going to the same address, but those look different.
Why is it not pulling up? Okay, what's the address? 386.
Okay. He said that they are different owners, but a relative.
So it's the child.
I don't know.
So we've got similar names, same address, but your decision.
So this one's Daniel Bender and this one's Colin Phillips.
What unit number?
There's two separate names.
Two separate Bender and
Phillips.
Yeah, Phillips.
Unit 304.
Looks like we got two different last names at least.
One's Don, one's Dan. Daniel Bender and Don Phillips.
Okay, well, I think I explained to him yesterday that what the circumstances were, and if they choose to be deceptive, then they can deal with those consequences. But we just ask the questions. All right. Anything else before we call them? Okay. Hi, Don. This is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. I know we're scheduled for this afternoon, but if it was possible, we'd like to talk to you now.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's fine.
All right, Don, I think we dealt with one yesterday that was similar to this, maybe a relative. But this is a property down here, and, you know, I'm going to ask the same questions. If we have we have the same owners of two LLCs, you know, typically we'll give one of those LLCs a break and not the other one. But if they're entirely separate and separate people, then we can treat them separately. But we're not an enforcement panel. We are just an appeals panel, a citizen board. So we don't deal with, you know, whether or not somebody is trying to